Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Well, there's good news for County Donegal this lunchtime. Nearly 500 jobs over 6 years are promised by the medical diagnostics company Randox Teoranta. Kieran Richardson is head of research and development at the Dunloe plant of R&D Teoranta. Kieran Richardson, from 66 jobs at present to 540 over the next 6 years. That's some expansion, isn't it? Why so many jobs in blood science diagnostics?
Yes, so it's a visionary investment and expansion plan. At the facility here in Randox Teoranta, we are developing new diagnostic tests for very prevalent human diseases like Alzheimer's, chronic kidney disease and various cancer subtypes. And this investment and the increased job creation will help us to bring these tests to market in a rapid manner.
And these tests are really important both for early diagnosis for conditions like Alzheimer's, where early treatment can make a difference, and also to make sure that the treatment a person gets is appropriate.
Yes, I think for many of the disease biomarkers that are used nowadays, they can detect the disease, but unfortunately in many instances the disease is quite at a quite advanced state. So we believe we have a novel technology. I suppose I'm getting technical now, but it's called biochip array technology. But this allows you to carry out multiple tests on the one sample simultaneously. So by using this technology, we firmly believe that we can detect these diseases earlier through new product development. And the earlier you detect disease, obviously, the greater the benefit for the patients. And these are very prevalent human conditions we are talking about here.
And this is cutting-edge science as well that you're talking about. So presumably these are highly skilled jobs. What kinds of jobs? How many a year?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the total number of jobs in terms of 2020 is to reach 540. And the makeup of the jobs, we want to have 180 scientists and engineers employed here. 270 highly skilled manufacturing jobs will also be created. And we'll also have 90 support jobs in areas such as marketing, sales, office work, etc. So we're looking to expand, I think, by the end of next year to reach maybe 130 and keep expanding beyond that.
And obviously, as I was saying in the introduction, it is good news for Donegal, but how many of those jobs do you think will be people that you'll have to recruit outside the county of Donegal, outside the country of Ireland even?
Yeah, I think that's a major message we're trying to get across here today. We currently have a workforce of 66, and the vast majority of them are from Donegal, although we have attracted people from the likes of Galway, Dublin, Sligo, etc. And we are trying to get the message out to the local community here that jobs are available, but we also want to reach out to the diaspora to make them aware that there are high-caliber jobs available. And if you take my own situation, I worked in the UK for a long time. I'm a scientist by background, and I never imagined that I would be able to return to essentially what is my hometown, you know, to be able to perform a very challenging job and enjoy a high quality of life. So we want to get the message out to the diaspora, but we also want to encourage people to, you know, relocate to Dunloe, you know, from other areas of the country, for example. As we all know, this part of the country has been badly hit by recession, so it's good to have a good news story, and hopefully it will have some impact on immigration, etc.
Absolutely. And just one final question to you, Kieran. I know it's a Gaeltacht company. Is Irish part of the job requirement?
No, absolutely not. I'm a native Irish speaker myself, but it's certainly not a requirement. We have a number of native Irish speakers, and we try to support the Irish language as best we can in terms of, you know, signage, etc. But absolutely not a requirement, although, you know, it's nice that we do have a selection of people within the company who are native Irish speakers, and we also have many other people who would speak the language but perhaps would not consider themselves to be native speakers.
All right. Well, Gunyari and Boherliv, thank you very much indeed for joining us this lunchtime. Kieran Richardson, their head of research and development at the Dunloe plant of R&D Teoranta.